Not every day that we get to talk about a story where a man is indicted on federal charges for alleged home explosion plot involving a python and scalping. Now, usually you get pythons or scalping. It's just not usually both. But wait, you don't usually get either. So, yeah, we'll go through this. And then I have a fun little treat at the end that I did with a little AI magic that...
Beautiful. You know, looking ahead, do you think this is a story out of Florida because of the python? That's what feels that way, doesn't it?
I mean, if I were to guess, I would say, but is it? It's Georgia.
It's not.
Well, it's close.
But it's close.
Jesus, it's right there. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when you get to that area of where is Richmond Hill, Georgia? Let's see if it's close to Florida on the map, because when you get to that part, it's just one giant blur. Yeah, one giant blur of a lot of gas. It's just below Savannah, so it's pretty close to that general area. When I usually drive down, if I'm driving out of Atlanta, I'll take that, I think, 75 down, and then that, because I'm usually going to Orlando, and that in itself, near Valdosta and Lake Park, some of the weirdest towns and weirdest billboards you'll ever see. That one of my favorites is the zombies that are following Jesus, and then there's one where Jesus is on a war path, and he has tanks and military and nuclear bombs going off, and it's all about being saved.
What?
And then there's a URL, and I don't think the URL goes anywhere. There's pictures. Just look up. I'm going to try and do a Google of it. Zombies, Jesus. Jesus.
I wonder how many times Google sees that.
Georgia Highway. Oh my God, what the fuck? There's a Reddit thread of it. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Join the living Jesus. I will be back. I-will-be-back.org. I've never gone there. Let's see if that is. Yeah. Okay. So go to Google, type in zombies, Jesus, Georgia Highway.
Oh my.
That's all you got to do. And then click on the Reddit that comes up. There's people saying, I finally got pictures of the zombie Jesus billboards. You decide. There's zombies and yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, they're all over.
You know, I sometimes I feel and I don't want to criticize anybody who is religious here. I majored in religion in college, so don't even start with me. But I would think that they would try to bring you in on a more friendly basis instead of a threatening basis.
Well, that doesn't usually, the ones that do that, they have the mega churches. The ones that don't, they have a couple billboards just north of Florida in Georgia rural land where you don't want to break down. Clearly, they have not been very successful in their mission. They're some of the weirdest billboards I've ever seen. Some of the weirdest gas stations you'll ever stop at as well. You can buy those useless ivory trinkets that you hear about in the late night infomercials all over them. It's like, oh, you want a Diet Pepsi from 98?
Oh.
We got that in the cooler and some useless ivory trinkets. Anyway, back to this story, because, it's not strange enough when a man threatens to explode your house with pythons and scalping involved. Two Georgia men, Stephen Glosser, 37, and Caleb Kinsey, 34, face federal charges following an indictment connected to an alleged home explosion targeting a woman and her child in Richmond Hill, Georgia, in January of 23. Authorities revealed that the explosion occurring on January 13th of 23 resulted from an improvised explosive device detonated at a residential structure around 5 a.m. Fortunately, the occupants, the woman and her child, escaped unharmed. The victim had recently moved into the home, and Bryan County Sheriff Mark Crow disclosed that the woman had a prior relationship with one of the suspects, though not specifying which one. The indictment issued by the U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Georgia, details disturbing in plans allegedly orchestrated by Glosser and Kinney over a month-long period between December 22 In January of 23, the indictment accuses the men of plotting various attacks, including releasing a large python into the victim's home to harm her daughter and scalping the woman. Additionally, they allegedly planned to shoot arrows into her front door and mail dog feces or dead rats to her.
Boy, these people are really, really
what order?
Committed to creativity.
Well, what order are they planning on doing this? Because if you blow the house up, how are you going to be sending dead rats and dog feces?
Well, and how are you actually going to shoot arrows at a front door if it got blown up?
That they're not really very strategic in their planning. And that python, someone might notice that before it's able to do much. Pythons aren't the biting snakes, aren't they? Strangle you snakes.
That's a boa constrictor.
I'm
really going to regret looking this up.
Pythons do not have venom. No, the pythons are just those giant ones that will wrap around you.
They eat you. No, don't they just consume you?
Well, first they kill you by wrapping themselves around their prey and suffocating them. Then they eat you.
Okay, so this is going to take time. So, let's just say, theoretically, we put a python in someone's house with the intent of, I hate this person.
Yeah.
I want them to die. I'm putting a python in their house. Do you think they wouldn't notice it and go, I have a snake in my house?
There's a python that's hanging out with my daughter, and they're having a tea party right now. Well, it's just a tea party. I'm sure it'll be fine. Then what could possibly go wrong there? And they move kind of slow, too. So, yeah, it might... Yeah. I'm guessing these men's minds move kind of slow as well, considering we have everything from bow and arrows going at the front door to pythons to scalping. It's almost kind of like they just kind of picked a bunch of random shit out of a choose your own adventure book and said, let's do this.
Do you think there is a choose your own adventure when it comes to trying to kill people? Or is that just the internet?
That would be a really crazy choose your own adventure book to write. I should have ChatGPT do that. That would be fun.
You should.
That would be very interesting. Moreover, Glosser allegedly searched the internet to locate the woman's address and mapped out a path to her home. The duo is accused of crafting an explosive device and then using it to blow up the victim's home. Charges against Glosser and Kinney include stalking, using the explosive to commit a felony, and conspiracy, among others. Kinsley faces additional charges of providing false statements while purchasing a firearm and possession of firearms by a felon. Authorities have not disclosed a possible motive for the attack, other than them being fucking crazy. Both suspects were apprehended shortly after the explosion, when Glosser was arrested locally and Kinsey arrested in Louisiana February 23. However, it wasn't until more than a year later that they were formally indicted on the charges. As of now, it's unclear whether Glosser or Kinsey have retained legal representation or entered pleas. Online court records do not provide the information. The case highlights the gravity of the charges against them. Holy shit. Well, it's amazing. You know, it's wonderful. At the end of the day, the victims survived. So that's a good thing.
That is a good thing, but you know, you and I, we both have dated people in our lives and we've had some bad breakups.
Yeah.
Nothing like this. Well, wait.
Well, I guess this is one of those where it's like, could have been worse.
Right. I guess we both have. I wasn't afflicted with a potential scalping or a python, but maybe some of the other stuff. I've
been presented with death before, yeah. but not pythons and scalping. I thought, you know, just because this is such a disturbing story and messed up, but luckily they survived. You can have a little bit of humor with it. So I asked ChatGPT to take this story. And I said, would you please turn this into a Casey Kasem American Top 40 long distance dedication? I have not listened to this. I've not edited this. This is ChatGPT's version of it. And then I put it into my voice thing over here. And here's Casey Kasem delivering that same story as a long distance dedication.
And now, for a long-distance dedication that's unlike any we've heard before on American Top 40, this one comes in from the heart of Georgia. A story that's as much about resilience and survival as it is about the unsettling events that unfolded in Richmond Hill back in January 2023. Our story begins on a quiet morning, the 13th of January to be precise, when an unimaginable act was attempted against a woman and her child. In what could only be described as a scene from a nightmare, their home was targeted with an improvised explosive device. Miraculously, despite the chaos and destruction, both the woman and her child emerged unscathed, a testament to their incredible strength and perhaps a guardian angel watching over them. The plot behind this attack reads like a script from a dark thriller involving two men, Stephen Glosser, 37, and Caleb Kinsey, 34, who now face the weight of federal charges for their alleged actions. The accusations are harrowing, from planning to unleash a large python into the home, aiming to harm the innocent child, to devising plans of scalping and other heinous acts of violence. It's said that the victim had a history with one of these suspects, a tangled web of past connections that somehow led to this point of unfathomable hostility. Over a month of meticulous planning went into this attack, including online searches to locate the woman's new home, and crafting an explosive device intended to tear it apart. While the motives remain a mystery, what's clear is the intent to harm, to instill fear, and to disrupt the lives of a mother and her child who are simply trying to live their lives in peace. Now, as the legal process unfolds, we hold on to hope for justice, for healing, and for the safety of those who survived this ordeal. So, to the woman and her child in Richmond Hill, Georgia, this next song is for you. It's a reminder of your incredible courage, your unbreakable bond, and the outpouring of support from those of us who, though we may be miles apart, stand with you in spirit. Here's to finding peace, to rebuilding, and to the power of love over hate. This is your long-distance dedication.
And ChatGPT suggested that we play Kelly Clarkson's Stronger.
Wow. You just convinced me that we are all going to be replaced by AI.
100%. Although, is AI going to come up with an idea like that to take a horrible story and turn it into a Casey Kasem long-distance dedication? I mean, I think you kind of still need me for that.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.